We're discussing the idea of Hezek Riya and a Gina. A special case of Gina, whether it's the same as Chatzah or different than Chatzah. The Gemara Daf Beis Amud Beis is a kasha. I was trying to figure out, is it really true that Hezek Riya lav shmei Hezek? That's the sheet of the Lishna Kama. The first Lashon in the Gemara, which Shufen Shiratzu Lassus Machitza B'Chatzah is going on. So the first Lashon seems to say the Hezek Riya lav shmei Hezek. So the Gemara, right, is that really true? We find that by Gina, there's an obligation to build the kosa. So, if Hezek Riya lav shmei Hezek, so what should be the obligation? So the Gemara says that Gina is different. Rabbi Abba says that there's an inyan not to look at the Gina's chaver b'shar she'emeres v'kamoser. That ayin ra'a is a factor in a person's behavior. So by Gina, there's an extra chiyuv. There is a chiyuv to make a kosel, even if you hold Hezek Riya lav shmei Hezek, Hezek Riya of tashmish adam, as we would call it, right? Hezek Riya that it's going to be monea tashmish, that you can't do tashmish and stun, if you're going to look into his property. So even the madam the Hezek Riya lav shmei Hezek, that Hezek Riya of tashmish adam is not significant, but Bagina, since there's ayin ra'a to consider, the ayin ra'a factor requires you to build a kosel Bagina. That's what the Gemara says. So we were trying to figure out, what do the Rishonim say about the relationship between Gina and Chatzar according to Mandama Hezek Riya Shmei Hezek? The Gemara is saying that according to Mandama Hezek Riya Lav Shmei Hezek, Gina is more chav than Chatzar. If you need to make a kosel by Chatzar, kol shken by Gina, but it's not in the opposite direction. Gina is more chav. What's the din of Mandama Hezek Riya Shmei Hezek? That means Hezek Riya of Tashmish Adam, the fact that you're monea mi Tashmisho in a Chatzar, you will be nimna from using the chatzer to the fullest extent, if people can look into the chatzer. Shmei hezek, that's a significant hezek, and that can be mechay of the binyan akosel and the chatzer. So what's the relationship between gina and chatzer according to that shita? Now you would ask me, who cares? If you have to make a kosel by a chatzer, I don't care whether gina is mochamer, whether gina is less chamer. The reality is you have to make a... You have to put up a kosel in either case. So what's the nafkamina? Nafkamina is there are certain cases where by Gina there's no chiyuv to put up a kosel. What's that case? What's the case where the Mishnah says, the way the Gemara and Daf Dalet interprets, there's no makom shenagu shalo ligdar, a place where the minig is not to be goaded by a Gina, not to put up the fence by a Gina, so then there's no chiyuv. By stam Gina there's a chiyuv, but by makom shenagu shalo ligdar there's no chiyuv. So the question is, by chotzer, what's the din? Should we say that even Lamaskana, we pass in Hezek Riya Shmei Hezek, so should we say that even when the Amar Hezek Riya Shmei Hezek, Gina is more chamer than Chatzer? So if we find the leniency by Gina, if there's some kind of a kula by Gina that has to apply to Chatzer, so by Makom Shenogu Shalom Ligda, the Mishnah says Beferish, that there's no chiyuv to put up a kosel by Gina, then there can't be a chiyuv to put up a kosel by Chatzer either. But should we say no? That the only Manda Amar that said that Gina is Muhammad and Chatzar, that's the Manda Amar Hezek Riya Lav Shmei Hezek. But Liddi Dan, we paskin like the Lishna Basa, we paskin Hezek Riya Shmei Hezek, according to that Shita, Chatzar is Muhammad than Gina. They're at least equal, but for Karat, Chatzar might be Muhammad than Gina. And if Chatzar is Muhammad than Gina, then it could be that even from Makam Shinagu Shalolikdar, where by Gina there's no Chiyav to put up a Kosel, by Chatzar there still will be a Chiyav to put up a Kosel. So we pointed out this shaila, where the Malkam Shinogu Shlo Ligda, there's a chiyuv to put up a kosel by Chatzar, or not, that's the Machlokas Rishonim. Rabbi Yona learns that there's no chiyuv, that Gina and Chatzar are the same. He says, after all, the Gemara says Gina is more chamer than Chatzar, so if you find this dispensation by Gina, that should apply to Chatzar too. It's Rabbi Yona. But the Rashba argued. The Rashba said, no, Chatzar is more chamer than Gina over here, that even by Malkam Shinogu Shlo Ligda, there's a chiyuv to put up a kosel by chatzah. Okay? That means, if it's a chatzah sheyesh bo din chalukah, if it's a chatzah sheyesh bo din chalukah, even without them agreeing, right? You don't need a rotzu there. Amish is talking about chatzah she'ein bo din chalukah, so if it's ein bo din chalukah, then you need a rotzu. But if it's yesh bo din chalukah, there's no need to have a rotzu. Hezek riyash me hezek, that's mechayev the bingin akosel. So comes the Rashba and says, if it's chatzah sheyesh bo din chalukah, and there's an obligation to build a kosel, then even b'makom shenagu shelo ligdar, there's a chiyuv to build a kosel in the chatzah. Even though in the Gina there is no chiyuv, but by chatzah there will be a chiyuv. So what's the Rashba to say? Clearly he's learning that chatzah is more chamer than Gina. Lemaskana. Lefi the shita that Hezek Riya Shmei Hezek. What's it based on? So last time, We mentioned the sheet of the Ran, the Svar of the Ran. The Ran suggested that that the Rashba holds that there's no hezekri of Tashma Shadam Agina. Ayin Ra is the only factor that will be Machayev of Binyan HaKosel L'Negina. But by Chotzer, L'man Da'amer Hezekri Yishmei Hezek, there is a factor of hezekri of Tashma Shadam. We are concerned about the hezekri of Tashma Shadam and Chotzer. So according to that Man Da'amer, what will emerge is that it could be Chotzer's Taka Mocham L'Negina. Even if Ayin Ra is a factor by Gina, but it's not as strong a factor as the hezekri of Tashma Shadam, that's more of a Machayev to build a Kosel. Right? So, according to Mada Amar Hezekri Yeshmei Hezek, in Chotzer you have the factor of Hezekri of Tashmish Adam to consider, but by Gina, he holds there is no Hezekri of Tashmish Adam. People don't use their Ginas, they're not so concerned about Tashmishim Tsnuim in a Gina. They're not, even though they have to attend to the garden, to the vegetable patch, but they're not really doing Tashmishim Tsnuim. That's not called the Tashmish Tsnuah. He's not going to be Nimna just because people are looking into the property. He doesn't want people to look into the property if they see the vegetables and the fruits growing. That he's concerned about. But he's not concerned about them looking into him working with the garden. He's not concerned about Tashmish and Snowin. So the Mandama Hezekri Yishmei Hezek, Zakhtaran, holds that Chatz is more Chamer than Gina, because Hezekri of Tashmish Adam only applies to Chatz and not to Gina. So that's why, by Chatzer, even B'akum Shenag V'Shalo Libdar, there's a Chiyav to build the Kosel. If the only factor that you're considering is Ayin Ra, so then Makom Shenag Shelo Ligdar, somehow there's room to be Mekel. The Mishnah says there's room to be Mekel. That's not such a strong factor. But if you have to consider the factor of Hezekri of Tashmish Adam, so then maybe even Makom Shenag Shelo Ligdar, there's a chiyuv to build a kosel, because Hezekri of Tashmish Adam is a much stronger Hezek. It's a much stronger Hezek. So because it's a much stronger hezek, so therefore there's going to be a chiyuv to build a kosel, even makom shenagu shelo ligdar. This is one approach. That's one approach that we suggested. Okay? The Rashba holds that kofin, ze'ezeh, livnos, kosel, bechotzer, af, b'makom shelo nagu ligda. Shenagu shelo ligda. V'kosher, maishno migina. Dr. Ran, l'manda amar, hezek ria, shmei hezek. Hezek Ria, the Tashmish Adam, is Chamor from Ayin Ra. And Begina, Yesh Ayin Ra, Yesh Chashash, Yesh Hezek, the Ayin Ra, below Tashmish Adam. Below Hezek Ria, the Tashmish Adam. That's why in the Chotzer, there's a chiyuv to build a kosel. According to the Mandama Hezek Yishmei Hezek, there's a chiyuv to build a kosel even in Makom Shenagu Shelo Ligdar. Because the Hezekri of Tashmish Adam only applies by Chotzer, and that's more chomer than the Hezek that you have by Gina. So even if by Gina, but Makom Shenagu Shelo Ligdar, there's no chiyuv, by Chotzer there is a chiyuv. Questions? Yes?
That's not the Mandama Hezek Yishmei Hezek. There's no.
According to the Mandama Hezek Yishmei Hezek, the hezekri of Tashmish Adam is never a factor that requires you to build a kosel. Now we still have to talk about what does that mean, hezekri of shmei hezek, hezekri of lav shmei hezek. What does the mandam or hezekri of lav shmei hezek hold, that there's no such hezek as looking into, having someone look at me while I'm doing private activities? That sort of seems strange, right? Everyone should agree to that. So we'll talk about that. Mitzvah is going to come up this week. There are some more gemaras we have to see before we're going to talk about the basic lumbus, right? But for our purposes, let's assume it's not a significant hezek. Okay? Leman damer hezekri alashmei hezek, hezekri of Tashmish Adam is not a significant hezek. But leman damer hezekri yishmei hezek, it is significant. So if it is significant, it trumps Ayin Ra. It's more significant. So chotzer will be more chomer than gina. Yes.
And Rashba would agree in Lamanda or Lashmazik that you can't force each other.
That's a gemara.
Sorry, in Malkum Shalo Noga.
Malkum Shanoga Shlo Ligdar Begina or Bechatzer?
In Chatzer.
No, that's the machlokes. Rabbi Yonah holds that Chatzer is the same as Gina. Or better, he holds that Gina is more chomer than Chatzer. So if we find the Kula by Gina, by Malkum Shanoga Shlo Ligdar, then by Chatzer we also find that Kula. Let's put him on the board too. If we don't have a clarity, we've got to put him on the board. Rabbi Yonah holds that Gina is more chomer than chotzer. Af lamanda amar hezek riyash may hezek. B'makom shenago shelo ligdar. Ain chiyuv kosel bain begina bain b'chatzer. Okay, Akiva? Makes it clear? Okay? Yeah.
According to the Rashi, I am wrong not keeping a hezek, or just the lower level hezek than hezek?
I think it's the lower level hezek. I think Pasha Pshat is everyone agrees I am wrong is something. It's just, it's not like Hezek Riyah, not the Tashmish, the Tashmish Adam, right?
Right.
Tashmish Adam.
Then, according to does Rabbein Yonah agree to that understanding of Ayin Ra as a lower level Hezek? Then, if it's lower level Hezek, then how could it be Hezek Riyah? Lash for Hezek be Chai, because of Ayin Ra.
If Hezek Riyah Lash Mei Hezek means Hezek Riyah the Tashmish Adam Lav Shmei Hezek. Hezek, the Ayin Ra, Shmei Hezek. It's a different type of Hezek.
It doesn't even apply to that.
What do you say?
Then we say
Hezek
doesn't even include
Ayin Ra? Right. It's totally, that's what I tried to emphasize on Thursday. I know it was a little confusing. We said there are two types of Hezek Riyah. There's Hezek Riyah, the Tashmish Adam, the Ayin Ra. Let's not say that. Let's say Hezek Riyah means Hezek Riyah, the Tashmish Adam, and then there's Hezek, the Ayin Ra. Okay? It's a different type of Hezek. Ayin Ra means that someone looks at a person's mama, looks at his property, and says, ooh, he's got a lot of money. So what does that do? I don't know. Some people say it's superstition, right? Rabbi Schechter once explained, he likes to explain, that basically Ayin Ra creates a kitrug in Shamayim. That if a person has a lot of possessions, so people and people can see the possessions, so if a person looks at the possessions of someone else, you shouldn't do this, but if a person feels like, wow, he has a lot, so it creates a kitrug in Shamayim that they look at this person and say, does he really deserve it? And if he doesn't deserve it, Chalila, he can lose it. So that's the Hezek. That we don't want people to look at someone's property because then he's going to be thinking too much about the property. He'll think, oh, you know, maybe there's something special about this person, and that can create a Hezek for that individual. That's not Hezek of Tashmish Adam. Hezek of Tashmish Adam means that if people are looking in, I'm not going to be able to do Tashmish and Stum. I won't be able to do my private affairs because I'm sensitive. It's a totally different type of Hezek, right? The Rosh interprets the sheet of the Rashba differently. And we said we were going to get to this. We alluded to this on Thursday. I'm glad we chazed over what we did on Thursday, the last part of Thursday, because it really sets us up for the Rosh. Let's all turn to the Rosh. We looked at the Rosh inside, but we didn't get to this part of the Rosh, but he really comes to the very interesting story that I wanted to share with you. The Rosh is in Simen Vav. Oh. Rosh says, "V'yesh mefarshim debachatzer afilu b'makom shenago shelo ligdar mechayv enosam." That's the Rashba, right? Mishum dechatzer debachatzer nafish hezeka. There's more hezek by chatzer. Skipping a little bit. V'hada amar le'el the hezek degina nafish. Even though the Gemara says shiny gina, that Ayin Ra makes the hezek of gina more chomer than chotzer. Hainu leman de islay the hezek ria lo shmei hezek. If you hold hezek ria lo shmei hezek, that means hezek ria of tashmish adam, the fact that you'll be nimna from tashmish and storm, that's not a hezek. So then gina is more chomer than chotzer. There's a concept of Ayin Ra by Gina, so therefore there's a Hezek by Gina, but there's no Hezek by Chatzer, because Hezek Ria, the Tashmish Adam, doesn't play a role in Manda Amar Hezek Ria Lo Shmei Hezek. Aval Amanda Amar De Islay Hezek Ria Shmei Hezek B'Chatzer De Tadiri Bei B'Tashmish Tzanua V'Gam Mishamshim B'Beknisa V'Yitzia Nofish Hezek Amar Hezek Gina V'Chein Eka. Says the Rosh, why according to the Manda Amar Hezek Ria Shmei Hezek is Chatzer more Chamer than Gina? Not because Hezek Ria the Tashmish Adam is more Chamer than Hezek the Ayin Ra. No, that's not the Svar. No, even Gina has a Hezek Ria of Tashmish Adam. Even Gina has a Hezek Ria of Tashmish Adam. But the Hezek Ria of Tashmish Adam of Chatzer is more Chamer than the Hezek Ria of Tashmish Adam of Gina. Because you do more Tashmish and Tznuim in the Chatzer than in the Gina. That's the Svar. The Chatzer is more Chamer than Gina, even if Gina has a double Hezek. It has Ayin Ra and Hezek Ria of Tashmish Adam. But even the double Hezek of Gina doesn't equal the Hezek Ria, the Tashmish Adam of the Chatzer. Because the Hezek Ria of Tashmish Adam of the Chatzer is super Hezek. So that's why it trumps today, according to the Manda Amar Hezek Ria Shmei Hezek. Because it's such a more significant Hezek than the different Hezekim that apply in Gina. Therefore, even b'makom shenagu shelo ligdal, there's a chiyuv to build a kosel. The Rosh is saying something totally different, right? It's totally different than the Ran. The Rosh says the following. Again, it's explaining the sheet of the Rashbah. What's he saying? He says, l'man dama hezek li yashmei hezek. Right? Hezek ria, the tashmish adam, b'chatzer, is more chamer than Hezek Ria, the Tashmish Adam, Begina. He doesn't say there's no Hezek Ria of Tashmish Adam by Gina. He says, no, the Hezek Ria of Chatzer is more chamer than any Hezek Ria that you have in a Gina. It sounds like he's positing that even in a Gina there could be a Hezek Ria of Tashmish Adam. But that doesn't matter, because even if Gina has a double Hezek, this is not a game 2-1. Qualitatively, the Hezek Ria, the Tashmish Adam of a Chatzer is more chamer than any Nezik that you'll have in Gina. Even if you have a double Nezik in Gina, but it's still on a lower level than the Hezek Ria of Tashmish Adam of a Chatzer. Okay? So who's he learning like? Right? Who said that there's a Hezek? We saw one of the Rishonim said there's a Hezek Ria of Tashmish Adam even by Gina. Who said that?
The
Avrama, right? He's going with the Ramaz Svara. Then maybe there is a Hezek Ria of Tashmish Adam of Gina, but so what? Even if there's a double Hezek by Gina, there's both Ayin Ra and Hezek Ria of Tashmish Adam, but the Hezek Ria of Tashmish Adam by Chatzer is stronger anyway. It's a bigger Hezek anyway. So therefore, the Hezek Ria by Chatzer is going to be more chamer than Gina. At least Laman Da'amar Hezek Ria Shmei Hezek. So Laman Da'amar Hezek Ria Shmei Hezek, even B'makom Shenagu Shelo Ligdar, there'll be a Chiyav to make a Kosel, they'll be able to be Kofer Zeh Zeh by Chatzer, to make a kosel, because the Hezek Ria of Tashmish Adam is more chamer by Chatzer than by Gina. Okay, that's the Rosh. I saw a hand up. Yes.
So the Rosh is saying the Rashba can go like the Adar Mah, now like you were saying before, just before the Begeshem.
That's exactly what I'm saying, right? That it's not one against one. It's just. That he holds that Ayin Ra is not as chamer as Hezek Ria of Tashmish Adam. No, he might agree that there is a Hezek Ria of Tashmish Adam even by Gina. But he says the Hezek Ria of Tashmish Adam by Chatzer is so chamer, because that's really where you do the Tashmish and Tznuim. Why? Why? He says, he makes two points. He says the Hezek Ria Shmei Hezek B'Chatzer, the Tadiri Bebe Tashmish Tznuim, number one, the Tashmish Tznuim are Tadir in a Chatzer, they're not Tadir in a Gina. Person spends more of his time in the Chatzer, that's number one. The gam is shamshim b'knisa v'yitzia, and also you're going in and out of the chotzer, going in and out of the chotzer. So if you're constantly going in and out of the chotzer, that means that the other guy is going in and out of the chotzer constantly. So he's going to see me. The tashmish and stum I'm doing are tadir, and he's going in and out of the chotzer constantly. So he's constantly going to see me. So that's a more significant hezek. So that's why maybe the hezek of chotzer is more chamer than gina, and even v'makom shenagu shelo ligdar. They can be kofa zeh to build the mechitzah. Now, the one thing that remains to understand is a question that one of the Talmidim asked on Thursday. And that is, we seem to be saying that if the Hezek Ria of a Chatz is Mochamed and Gina, so then they can force each other to build a Kosel. Even B'machem Shenagu Shalol Ligda. The Minig is not to be go there, but because the Hezek is so great, they can force each other to build a Kosel anyway. So someone asked, but I understand, it's against the Minig. If the Minig is Shalol Ligda, so how can they force each other? What, they're Makbid on Hezek Ria? The Minig is not to be Makbid on Hezek Ria, so they can change reality over here? What, the subjective Hezek that they feel, that can force the other party to build the wall? But the Minig is not like that. So in this area, people are not Makbid on this kind of Hezek Ria. So why should we force anyone to build a wall over here? The Stipler was sensitive to that question. Stipler suggests, this is a Stipler in Simon Hay. He suggests that we have a precedent for this. That sometimes the minig, you know, even if it's a minig in the makom, sometimes we don't take that minig seriously. Sometimes we say that it's a minig hedyot, it's a minig garua, it's not a significant minig. And maybe that's the pshat over here, that maybe lamanda amar hezek riya shmei hezek, it's really appropriate for people to be concerned about the hezek riya of tashmei shalom. It's normal. That really is a normal thing. So even if the minig is not to be goda, the minig of people here is that they're not concerned. But that minig is not a normal minig. That's a minig garua. It's a minig hedyot. Where do we have precedent for that? Remember? Tosus where?
With
Gazit. Beis right? One of the first Tosus we had, right? Tosus quotes the Rabbeinu Tam, who says, what's the din? Let's say there's a minig to build less than Hutzah V'dafna. Right? We talked about Bidvil, Vagazis, Kfisim, Levainim. The Gemara says even Ba'asu the Nehigi, the Hutz of Adafna, so that's the only thing they can force each other to build. Right? Hakol Kiminaga Medina, Lasu Yasu the Nehigi, the Hutz of Adafna. So then the Shaila was, let's say they're Noah with less than Hutz of Adafna. Let's say just with like a Machzeles. The Ramban says if they're annoyed with less than Hutzah V'dafna, then that's all they can force each other to build. They can't even force to build the Hutzah V'dafna because the minig carries the day, the Ramban says. Rabbi Nutam argues. He says, less than Hutzah V'dafna, we're not going to force them. We're not going to say that if it's less than Hutzah V'dafna that they can get away with less. They can just do the machzeles, just like a, you know, like a mat. No, Hutzah V'dafna is the minimum. Why is it a minimum? Dr. Rabbi Nutam, because less than Hutzah V'dafna is a minig garua. The dafka b'hutzah v'dafna, he says, have a pachas mikan afilu nagu minig hedyonu. U'machich mikan d'yesh minagam shein lismach aleim afilu heicha d'tan hakol k'minig ha-medina. Rabbi Natan says there are some minhagim that we don't follow. Zok the Stipler, it's the same thing over here. That, according to the Rashba, a chotzer in a makom shenagu shlo ligdar is no different than a makom shenagu ligdar. Even a makom shenagu shlo ligdar, l'man dam hezek riyash mei hezek, they can still force each other to build a kosel. Because the minig is a minig hedyot. Hezek riyah shmei hezek. The hezek, if you hold shmei hezek, then what you're saying is the hezek riyah of tashmei shalom objectively is a hezek. You can't subjectively say, well, you know, we don't care. It's not normal. Objectively, that's called a hezek. So even if the minig is shalom ligda, that's a minig shtus. It's a minig hedyot. We don't follow such a minig. And that's why the Rashba holds that even b'makom shenagu shalom ligdar, they can still be mechayev each other to build a kosel. Question, Tuvia.
So why in the case of a Gina, is it possible to have a minhag where we follow the minhag of Shalom Nahagriya?
No. In a Gina, everyone says, Makom Shenagu Shalom Ligdar, they can't be Machai each other to build a Kosel. The Shaila is in the Chatzir. It's a Chatzir different than Gina.
I'm suggesting, shouldn't that also be a minhag garua? They're saying that it's a minhag garua not to build up a...
Why is that a minhag garua? Why is that a minhag garua? If people think that Ayin Ra is not a significant Hezek, so then it's not called a Minigarua. It's only a Minigarua by Hezek Ri of Tashmei Shalom, because that's a more significant type of Hezek. The Gemara says that by Gina, that Minig is acceptable. But Makam Shenagu Shlo Ligda, there's no Chiyah to build a Kosa by a Chatz, by a Gina. So apparently that's not a Minigarua. Even Rabbi Nutan has to admit to that. He agrees with the Gemara, Nav Dalit. He's only saying that if it's a minigarua, so then we don't follow it. So that might be true by Chatzim, that even Makom Shenagu Shalolig, that it's a minigarua, not to be goaded. But by Gina, maybe that's not a minigarua. So if that's the minhag, then there's no chiyuv to be goyim. This idea of the rush, that it could very well be that in a gina, there is hezekri of tashmish adam, this is not just the rush, but actually this is echoed by the Shita Mekubetzis as well. And this comment of the Shita Mekubetzis leads us into the next part of the sugya. And that is the connection between gina, the contrast between gina and bika. What does the Shita Mekubetzis say? At the end of his comment, we'll get to the rest of the Shita in a moment. But the end of the Shita Mekubetzis, what does he say? The Shita Mekubetzis quotes from the Gilyon that according to Manda Amar Hezekri Yishmei Hezek, the Hezek of Chotzer is more chomer than Gina, even though there's no Ein Abisha, there's no Ayin Ra by Chotzer, it doesn't matter because there's Tashmish Tuva by Chotzer, even though the Shita Mekubetzis earlier had said that there are actually two types of Nezek by Gina. He says the begina ikatarti ayin ra vihezekaria. He posited that there is a hezekaria the tashmish adam even by gina, but nevertheless he says that lamandama hezekaria shmei hezek, the hezekaria of tashmish adam echatzer is mochamer. That's mamish the same as the rush. Right? That's what we're suggesting within the rush, that even if gina has two types of hezek, it has ayin ra and it has hezekaria of tashmish adam, nevertheless chatzer is going to be mochamer. It's a two against one, but two against one doesn't matter because if the hezekri of Tashmish Adam of Chotzer is still more chamer, then it's going to beat out the double hezek of Gina. Because there's more mili that's new, so that he's doing in the Chotzer. So because there's more, so therefore, even b'makom, well, he's not talking about makom shenogu shalolikda, he's just saying that even if you'll claim that there's no chiyuv to be go there in a gina, there's more of a chiyuv to be go there in a chatzin. He doesn't touch on the makom shenogu shalolik, he just has this kind of svara. This svara that the hezekri of a chatzin is more chamer than the hezekri of a gina. Lemaskan. Because it has this hezekri of tashmish adam, that's more chamer in a chatzin than even a double hezek that would apply to a gina. So that's the same as the rush. But what's the context that the Shita Mekubetzis is talking about? The kash of Tosfos. The final kash of Tosfos in the sugya. Now, we've seen a lot of Tosfos here. But let's get to the second kasha, in Dibamas Chogina. Tosfos says, I'm sorry, the first kasha. We dealt with the second kasha. Let's get to the first kasha. The Im Tomar, Mehai Taima Yischai Nami Lagda Babika, if the factor of Ayin Ra is such a significant factor in Gina, so since there's Ayin Ra in Bika also, there's Mamo, there's produce, there's grain growing in a Bika. So mishum ayin ra, there should be a chiyuv to be goder in a bika also. What's he asking? That the Mishnah sets up a distinction between gina and bika according to the Gemara of Dalet. That stam gina there's a chiyuv to be goder, but stam bika not. The only time there's no chiyuv to be goder in a gina is by makam shenogu shelo ligdar. But stam gina there is a chiyuv to be goder. Stam bika there is no chiyuv. The fractosus, if Ayin Ra is a factor in Gina, if that's the reason why you have to be goder in Gina, the same Ayin Ra that applies by Gina should apply by Bika. So if Stam Gina, Kemakob Shinagul Ligdar Dami, there's a Chiyav to be goder, then Stam Bika also should be a Chiyav to be goder. What's the Chilak? Yeshlomo says, Tosu, the shiny Gina, Shemadadlin by Yerek Lachila, the Choshua, he omedis bekamusa. Abu Bika, Eno omedis bekamusa, Elachoda Shecha Beshana, Lomachayev Ligdar. Abu Osa Lama Beshah, She omedis bekamusa. Tosa says that it's true that Ayin Ra is a factor in Bika. You're not allowed to look at the Bika of your friend when the grain is growing. But there's no chiyuv to be goder by a Bika. That Ayin Ra is not a significant enough factor to be goder by Bika. It's only significant by Gina. But why? Even if the person is growing grain Chodesh Beshana, Chodesh Echa Beshana, so what? But during that Chodesh, there should be a pause. Why shouldn't he have to be go there for that Chodesh? Rabbeinu Yonah adds to the Tosfos. He adds a beer, a further beer to the Tosfos. What does Rabbeinu Yonah say? Rabbeinu Yonah says, Mikol makom bebika in machayv enligda mitam zeh, that Ayin Ra is not a factor to be machayv to be go there by Bika. Why? Ava begina shel medes become a circle masashana I efsher lishcheno lihizar milamad alel. Figa chiv chachamim ligda begina. Says Rabbeinu Yonah, it's true that ayin ra is a factor in bika, but think about it. It's only a factor for 1 month a year, so you can hold yourself back from looking at the bika for 1 month a year. But the problem is, since the gina has vegetables and fruits the whole year round. Again, I'm not a farmer, so I can't explain the difference, but that's what he said. Right? Rabbi Yonah and Tosa are saying the same thing. Since the gina, the vegetable patch, is going to have different vegetables the whole year round, so you can't hold back never from looking. That's not shy. It's not shy to ask a person to do that. By bika, he can hold back from looking. But by gina, he can't hold back from looking because it's a whole year round. So therefore, by stam gina, chazal and machayev ligdar, even though by stam bika, they weren't machayev ligdar. Okay? This is the answer of Tosis. Okay? That the factor of ayin ra'a is significant by gina, but even though it's significant, it's not significant enough to be machayev akosel because it's only for 1 month a year. The Shita Mekubetzes has a similar answer, but with a twist. He also says that by bika, the ayin ra is not as significant, and therefore something. But what's the something? Shita adds an interesting pshat over here. What does he say? This is the second Shita in the Maschil E. Inami Yeshlomai, the bika nami chayav ligda mitayme d'Reb Abba. There is an ayin ra by bika. Avalobig vilvagazis. He says, by stam bika, there is a chayav ligda. A totally different interpretation of the Mishnah. By stam bika, there is a chayav ligda. But not big vilvagazis. Why not? Mishum de bika, sheino medes bekamusea elachodeshecha bashana. Mishamachi sagile bimachitza koldu. Haru'i alam lachodeshecha. By bika, even if ayin ra does play a role, but it's only chodeshecha bashana. It's only Chodeshech HaBashana. What do you need a binyan of Vilva Gazes? What do you need a kosel that's so strong that can last the whole year? No, make a flimsy kosel that at least will last 1 month. That's sufficient. Abagina the kol shah, he omed has become a set. Tzarech ligdar get a chazah come up Vilva Gazes. Keechid akoy? Mechayvim ligdar begina v'mechayvim debika ak Vilva Gazes koy. The Mishnah that says that stam gina yachayev ligda, but stam bika yachayev ligda. What's that going on? Zok the Shita Mekubetzes says that's going on vilva gazis. Avada yachayev to be go there in a bika with some flimsy kind of kosa. Ayin ra is also a factor in bika. It's just because it's only for a month, you can get away with a flimsy kosa. Wow, this is like a totally different shot in the Mishnah. That even stam bika, there is a chayev to put up the kosa. It's just you don't have to put up such a strong kosa. So it's different than gina. Even though there is a chiyuv to put up a kosel even by bika, he says. But it's still different than gina. Why? For the same reason as Tosus. It's just, he's not saying the same thing as Tosus. It's the same reason in the sense that because bika, the ayin ra only applies to chodeshech habashana, so therefore you can get away with a flimsier wall. Tosus says you can get away with no wall at all in a bika, because there's only a chashash for 1 month a year. The Shita says you can get away with a flimsier wall, and the Mishnah means that you're not mechayev to build such a strong wall in a bika, only in a gina, but you would be chayev to build a flimsy wall in a stam bika, just like you're chayev to build the stronger wall in a stam gina. This is one approach. Two sides to one approach. Tosfos and the Shita Mekubetzes. But the Shita in his first approach offers a different chilek by bika. He says, by bika, maybe there's no chayev ligdar bichlam. Yeshlama the shiny gina, shehayirakos netuos barugos saying, v'ha'ayin sholedes ben yosim istayalovan, hazarua kulo ke'echad shenanikah hashivusokolcha. He wants to suggest in his first teretz that ayin ra might be a kovea only in gina and not in bika. Why? Because in gina, the vegetables are in beautiful rows, so the ayin is sholek more. It's attracted to the rows of vegetables. But by grain, somehow it's not in a row. It just grows freely in the field, I guess. It's not in a row. So somehow it's not, the chashivas is not nicker. It's just like a mass of grain. But it's not, the chashivas is not as nicker as in the case of the gina. V'ocha begina yesh harbe mine yirakos chotzu b'tzolim. There are different types of yirakos, all different types of vegetables. You have your onions, and you have your garlic, and you have avatichim, and kishuim, your cucumbers, and all different types. All in a different aruga. So it's not just that there are different arugos, but rather there are different minim. So the ayin is sholik on the different minim. Whereas when you have one mass of stelovan, somehow it's not sholik as much. That's what the Shita quotes from the Rabbeinu Yonasan. It's similar to what the Ramban writes. The Ramban also says that somehow the ayin is sholed more in the gina. There's a greater chashivas. Well, what's the greater chashivas? Dr. Ramban. Sheyesh ba ilonos v'heinachmodim lemare v'tovim lemachol. V'nafsha shaladim esavelahem. Yosim and atvos. People like the trees more than the grain. Right? The tovim... Nechmodim lemare v'tovim lemachal. I know there was one eitz that it says something like that in the Torah. What's all that? Eitz Hadas, right? So, I don't think we have the eitz Hadas in the Gina. I mean, there was a Gina that had an eitz Hadas. But in a sense, the fruit trees, the vegetables, they're... I mean, he's not even talking about the vegetables. He's talking about fruit trees. That the tovim lemachal, nechmodim lemare. People like that. You have a nice apple tree. It looks different than a field of wheat. It just attracts you in a different way. Ayin Ra apparently is more of a koveh when it comes to Gina as opposed to Bika, because it's nicer. It's not a function of the vegetables and the fruits being in the Gina the whole year as opposed to the Bika, where it's only there once in 1 month of the year. It's that what's in the Gina is nicer. So because what's in the Gina is nicer, the Ayin Ra in the Gina is going to be more significant than the Bika, so therefore there's more of a chiyav by Stam Gina to build a kosel than there is by Stam Bika. Yes?
Could you be saying maybe like, if you just like take an apple off the tree and you eat it right away as opposed to like wheat, like you have to like...
We're not talking about stealing. We're talking about looking at the produce of someone else and saying, that looks good.
To look.
I'm sorry?
Just to look.
To look and to say, here, this guy's a wealthy guy. Look at all these fruit trees. Wow, he's a wealthy guy.
I think he has a point that it's easier to appreciate... because the food was already finished.
That's what you're saying, Zach? That it's easier... What you're saying is a good point. Zach's point is also good, but what you're saying is good. But it's easier to appreciate something that's ready to be eaten. I hear you. Right, that's what the Ramban is saying. Nafsha shalodim esavelahem. Zach, you're thinking that, what, if the fruit is there, you'll go ahead and steal it?
No, I'm stealing it. I'm just like looking at, like, it's already ready to be eaten versus like a wheat, which is like a step process.
That is what Akiva is saying. This is a charusa shop. Blame it on the computer. Okay, fine. Okay, I think maybe we'll stop the Gemara over here. We still have to get to the Rambam. The final sheet that we have to talk about in the Sugya of Hezekiah Begina is the sheet of the Rambam. Fascinating sheet. The Rambam does take the Gemara into account, but he turns the Gemara on its head. So we have to figure out what is the sheet of the Rambam, and if we do that, then we'll move on to the next sugya in the Gemara.